Anti-whaling protesters are rejecting calls for restraint and say they'll continue to chase Japanese harpoon ships in the Southern Ocean. This morning, Sea Shepherd's futuristic anti-whaling ship, the Addie Gill, sank as it was being towed. 2 days ago, it was substantially damaged in a collision with the Japanese whaling ship, the Shonan Maru No. 2. The Sea Shepherd captain says he's disappointed that they haven't been contacted by the Australian or New Zealand governments, despite one protester almost being killed in the clash. This afternoon, the federal government renewed its threat to launch an international legal challenge against whaling if negotiations with Tokyo stall. New Zealand correspondent Kerry Ritchie reports.
The Addie Gill was almost sliced in half when it collided with the Japanese whaling ship. The $2 million boat sank in the early hours of this morning as it was being towed to a French research base. The Sea Shepherd captain, Paul Watson, says it's a big loss for the conservation group.
It's been lost completely. It was unseaworthy, and parts of it, of course, are still floating because it was a very difficult vessel to sink. But all the machinery, everything's completely underwater.
Paul Watson says two Japanese harpoon ships operating nearby didn't offer any assistance as the Addie Gill went down.
Well, they were responsible. I mean, they destroyed the vessel, and then, the effort to try and keep it from polluting the ocean, I think they should have offered some sort of assistance, but they didn't. They refused to acknowledge any distress signal.
The Environment Minister, Peter Garrett, is worried there could be another clash between the Japanese whalers and the protesters.
The masters of vessels in those waters have an absolute priority responsibility for ensuring the safety hood of all those upon those vessels.
The protesters say both Australia and New Zealand's approach to the Japanese whalers is too soft. Acting Prime Minister Julia Gillard says legal action to try to stop whaling is more than just a threat.
We will continue to press them on these questions. The ultimate resolution of whaling is going to be through diplomacy or legal action, not on the high seas. We are pursuing diplomacy with all of our force. We have made it absolutely clear we are not ruling out taking international legal action.
Peter Garrett says Australia is fighting to put an end to whaling.
The Australian government remains profoundly committed to pursue the course of action that we've identified as necessary to bring so-called scientific whaling to a close. This will be through a combination of strong diplomatic measures, the policies that we've brought forward, and potential legal action.
But he says violence in the Antarctic isn't the answer.
And it's really important for those parties involved to recognise that they have a primary responsibility, given that they will be in and out of international waters, in and out of the waters that come under the jurisdictions of other nations. And given that they're 1,300 nautical miles away from Hobart, to conduct themselves in a way which does not prejudice the safety of anybody on board any vessels.
The captain of the Steve Irwin, Paul Watson, says they haven't had one call from Australian or New Zealand officials since the drama began. A spokesman for the New Zealand Foreign Minister, Murray McCulley, says the protesters should have made the call themselves if they were in need of help. Both the New Zealand and Australian governments have asked the protesters to show restraint. Paul Watson says that's just not possible.
And as for restraint, we're not going to restrain ourselves from protecting these whales, and we're not going to restrain ourselves from upholding international conservation law. I think that the governments have shown so much restraint over the years, they've done absolutely nothing.
In Wellington today, members of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Group collected signatures from people opposed to whaling and presented the Japanese ambassador with the petition. The spokesman for the Japanese whalers, Glenn Inwood, didn't return the ABC's calls. This is Kerry Ritchie in Auckland, reporting for PM.